Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this terrific Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 edition. Yesterday after my show, I got a personal press release from State Representative Josh Shriver. He's a state representative downstate. My bill passed eliminating property tax. This week, the Michigan House passed my House Bill 5878 to fully eliminate Michigan's personal property tax as the centerpiece of a broader state property tax elimination package. I was excited to play a vital role in this effort. Here is what my bill does in plain terms. The personal property tax is the tax that businesses, farmers, and utility companies pay every single year to Lansing on their equipment, machinery, furniture, and tools that they use to operate in their business. House Bill 5878 wipes it out completely. It adds a new section to 9Q of the General Property Tax Act, exempting all remaining personal property taxes. Anything not already exempted under or part of a law from taxation, beginning with taxes to be levied after December 31st of this year, 2026. For generations, Michigan has penalized job creators simply for investing in the equipment they need to use in their business, to grow their business, and to hire people. My bill ends that penalty and makes our state more competitive with our neighbors. But here is why my bill, House Bill 5878, matters for every household, not just businesses. Utility companies in the state of Michigan, DTE, Consumers Energy, all of the electric co-ops, collectively together, utility companies are the single largest payers of personal property tax. By eliminating it, my bill frees up real savings, and its companion bill, House Bill 5879, then requires electric and natural gas companies to go before the Public Service Commission and pass those savings directly on to the customers, the ratepayers, instead of keeping the savings for themselves. In other words, my bill is the lever that will push your energy rates down, on average, $500 per year. So your electric, natural gas bills, just from this one bill alone, will cause your bill to go down roughly about $40 a month. Now, his bill, Josh Shriver, state representative from downstate, his bill, 5878, is part of a much larger package started off with House Bills 5872 all the way through 5880. Nine bills total. Those bills includes repealing the state's property tax. House Bill 5873 specifically. This will end the pop-up that resets a home's taxable value when it changes hands. Another bill, 5872, repeals the real estate transfer tax when a home is sold. House Bill 5874, conforming with other bills, 5875 through 5877, will also reduce taxes in the state of Michigan. In net effect, overall, the entire package will save the average homeowner roughly about $1,500 per year via the property tax eliminations and the lower energy bills. Now, me and others in the House will work with the Senate to ensure they pass these package of bills. Then we will push the governor to sign these bills into laws within the next 4 to 6 months. It will definitely happen before the end of the year when the new taxes start getting issued January 1st. So very, very good news coming out of the House of Representatives. Now, Josh does not mention whether any Democrats voted for the bill package to make this bipartisan, or was this just passed with all Republican state representatives? In order to check on that, I'd have to go through and verify the actual vote totals. Get a chance to do that before the end of the show, I'll definitely do it and let you know. But the interesting part, now this goes to the Senate, which is controlled now by two Democrats. 38 state senators, 20 are Democrats, 18 Republicans. However, we're running into an election year. All state representatives, all state senators are on the ballot. Will the Democrats join the Republicans in the Senate, at least two of them, to vote for these package of tax eliminations? If they do that, the bills pass with bipartisan support, at least in the Senate. Because you guys are going to need two Democrats to pass it. The numbers are very simple, folks. 110 state reps in the House chamber, you need 56 votes. 38 state senators, you need 20. And then you need one governor to sign the bill to make the tax eliminations go into effect. So let's see if two Democrats in the Senate will join the Republicans and vote for these tax elimination bills. Pretty interesting press release. And more importantly, this is a tax that affects farmers. Not just businesses, but farmers specifically. Stop and think about every single tractor, piece of equipment that a farmer owns to do his farming. Farmers are actually, in the state of Michigan, the second highest payer of personal property taxes. Hardware stores. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Do you realize that even restaurants have to pay personal property taxes on their plates cups, glasses, and silverware. This is insanity, people, and it's got to stop. So I'm very proud of Josh Shriver, state representative, calling for the complete elimination. Whatever's left on personal property taxes, it's time for them to go. So we'll continue to follow this, see where it goes in the Senate, and then let's see if Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it into law. Normally, she doesn't like any tax cuts. But this is common sense, and this is real money. Potentially $500 a year on your electric bill, your natural gas bills, another $1,000 potentially on personal property taxes. So let's see where this goes. Glad to report the story. Thank you, Josh, for emailing it to me. I greatly appreciate it. Shifting gears real quick, short story. A man from Honolulu, Hawaii, has been indicted for threatening to kill Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer via a history of making threats against political leaders. Ronald Seville, 48, faces two counts of transmitting a threat via interstate commerce on the internet for allegedly emailing Gretchen Whitmer that he was going to walk into the state capitol, shoot it up, and kill as many people as possible. Then I'm coming for you. And I promise I will not miss. Well, Stacey LaRouche, press secretary for Governor Gretchen Whitmer, said the governor has repeatedly denounced political violence as being unacceptable, and she calls on all Americans to stand up against any and all forms of it. For too long, we've seen divisive rhetoric fuel political violence, from threats here in Michigan to tragedies across the country. We thank law enforcement for their work to keep the public safe and to prevent any act of political violence. FBI Honolulu Field Office arrested Seville on May 12th. He's being processed in the U.S. District Court of Hawaii. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Little field reporting from last night. I drove over and attended the City of Gaylord's City Council meeting. After passing approving a rezoning of an 18-acre parcel of city-owned vacant land that has been dormant for decades, generating no tax revenue to the City of Gaylord whatsoever, actually costing them money because they have to go in and brush hog and cut the weeds, the grass down, basically rezoning it from R1, which is single family homes, on a piece of property that backs up directly and abuts I-75 Expressway. Well, the residents were very upset that a supermajority of the city council members' previous meeting voted 5-2 to approve the rezoning from R1 to R2 to allow the builder developer from downstate to build 42 duplexes, basically homes side by side. 84 new housing units for rent in Gaylord. Had to have a second re-vote last night. Something, according to their bylaws, their charter says, that they have to reconfirm the previous vote. Well, certain residents got up and basically threatened them with recalls if they voted to confirm their previous vote. One lady got up and spoke about the battery plant in Green Township, across the county, the China Communist Party's battery plant, and that the residents had given their opposition to building it there and having the Chinese Communist Party basically operate in their community after the city or township of Green Township board had approved it. Citizens got out and got signatures to recall the elected officials. ran against them in a recall election and won over that particular issue. This woman actually compared building 84 housing units to rent in Gaylord to the China Communist Party's battery plant in Mecosta County, Green Township, stating that basically we have stood up here, opposed the rezoning of this from single family to R2, and if you vote for it again tonight, we may have to take you out. They caved in. One city council member, Deb Jax, changed her yes vote to a no vote. Previously, it had passed 5-2. Last night, it passed 4-3. But because of another rule within their charter, they had to have a quote-unquote two-thirds supermajority. Therefore, the motion failed. While we were very excited to announce that Gaylord was going to be getting 84 new housing units in the city of Gaylord, they killed it last night. So, congratulations. Wanting to protect a piece of vacant land that will continue to be vacant because no builder on planet Earth is going to build single-family homes in that location. As a matter of fact, they were even against him using manufactured housing, which is BOCA approved, better than stick built. I have been in these homes. I have absolutely seen the models. I've seen the construction, the quality, the countertops, the sinks, the hardware, the quality of the windows, the doors, the insulation factors. I've looked at it all. These units are actually better built than stick-built construction. And they even had a problem with that. This not in my backyard mentality has got to stop. We need more housing in this state. We need more housing up here in northern Michigan. And unfortunately, the city of Gaylord took a major step backwards last night simply because of one lady standing up and threatening to recall the city council members. Deb Jocks, one particular city council lady who switched her vote, well, evidently she felt intimidated by this woman and changed her vote. That's the only explanation I could see for it. It's sad. It's a sad day in the city of Gaylord. Now that piece of property can sit vacant for another 30 years. You guys continue to walk your dogs over there to let them go to the bathroom. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity.